I have to disclose that I am a senior contributor to Mountain Gazette and over the years have received hundreds of dollars in compensation, but last month I was compelled to travel to Summit County, Colorado, where contributors over four decades held a first-ever gathering. Around a snapping campfire, John Fahey welcomed the assembled riders.
Jen was a crazy bird lady.
Yeah.
She sent me in these stories that were astounding. Tara is also like a UFO crazy. She goes to the San Luis Valley to UFO conventions. This is Mark Fox, whose house we are in right now.
Meredith.
Meredith is the publisher of the Mountain Gazette. But the one that did the most was George Sibley. George worked for 20 years as a journalism professor. Is that about right? And Mac is a Summit County resident, Mac Griffith, in the back in the shadows.
The Mountain Gazette began as the Skier's Gazette back in 1968. Ed Abbey is on the cover of the 40th anniversary issue. Abbey is just one of the many regional literary lions and lionesses whose work has first appeared in the magazine. Whether you're famous or not, Fahey remembers every story in detail.
One of his next two stories was called The Great Eyelash Caper.
I love that story. This is one of my favorites.
He's sleeping, camping out. He's wondering what that noise is. And what it is, he's blinking and his eyelash is rubbing on the inside, nylon inside of the sleeping bag. We had an obituary from a lady whose libido died. And it died in Seamus O'Toole's Roadhouse Saloon in Breckenridge.
The next night, Fahey gave his reading at the Moose Jaw Bar. He was introduced by T. Alex Miller, a former co-worker at the local daily paper.
John's going to come up here and read from his latest collection, Smoke Signals column, and he's also got the new Colorado Mountain Companion out at the same time. Back in the spring of 1993, when I applied for my first job at the Summit Daily News, and interviewing me that day was M. John Fahey and Kirsch, who was the editor at the time. About 5 minutes into it, M. John pulled out a 12-pack and offered me a beer. And as a younger and less experienced writer and editor, at first I was sort of baffled by his writing style. You know, would be like, okay, John, there's room for 600 words here, and he'd deliver 3,000. What I mistakenly saw as a lack of discipline, really, it was a very distinctive style. You know, it's as distinctive as a Jackson Pollock painting.
With the help of a PA, Fahey delivered readings in the packed and rowdy bar from his Smoke Signals columns and from the Mountain Companion.
But this is my 10th book. It is the book that I am the most proud of that I've ever done. It took 4 years to get it done. Yeah, it's an homage. Did I pronounce that right, Alex? Alex knows that kind of stuff. To the mountains of Colorado. And it covers everything from what's the highest elevation a snake has ever been found in Colorado. I used to live in Grand Lake, which is the largest natural lake in Colorado. Guess what I found out while I was working on this book? It's not. So now I can never go back to Grand Lake. Well, there's a lot of reasons why I can't go back to Grand Lake.
John Fahey is reading Friday, 7 p.m. at Ken Sanders Rare Books in Salt Lake, and in Moab, October 12th at the library at 7 p.m. Reporting from Frisco, Colorado for UPR, this is John Kovash.